If you milk the cow and bring the milk in, what do you have to do to clean it out?
Well, the first thing my wife always did was strain it. And she always strained it in sterilized utensils too. If you dip it in salt, even in a refrigerator, it'll go bad. If your utensils are not sterilized, you better not bother with milk.
I'm sure she probably makes it kind of like a fruit pie, but it's real deep and it's got several layers of fruit.
Cobbler.
And she'll take either milk or cream and mix it up with sugar and nutmeg and use it to put over pie or something.
Not that particular thing, no. We take that same thing you're talking about and eat it just so, though.
What do you call it when you do that?
Meringue, is that what you call it? Meringue?
Meringue,
yeah.
And if you eat something between meals, what do you call that?
Eat what?
If you eat something between meals.
Well, some people call it lunch. I don't know what... You know, they got me confused anyway, because I always... Born and raised, we call it breakfast, dinner, and supper. Now they call it breakfast, lunch, and dinner, so I don't know. I just call it a snack in between meals.
People eat for breakfast.
What do they eat for breakfast?
Or drink for breakfast, I'm sorry.
Well, according to who you are, I drink coffee. My wife doesn't drink anything. She won't drink tea or coffee either one. It doesn't agree with her. She loves it. She really loves it. But she's got a darn mind like a piece of steel. She just, when she makes up her mind, it's made up. And she won't drink coffee and she won't drink tea because it interferes with the digestive tract. But I've been drinking coffee ever since that's the first thing I remember, drinking coffee. But I don't drink a lot of it. And I don't drink, I used to love percolated coffee. I tried every percolator and coffee maker you could think of, and I'd give them to my daughter. And we settled for Sanka. This caffeine coffee's got no caffeine or caffeine, whichever you want to call it. That does not bother your digestive tract any way, shape, or form.
You're going to drink something that is not going to have any effect at all, what would you drink?
You mean for breakfast?
No, or any time.
Well, the only thing I always drink is I like to drink water right out of the tap, the spigot in the kitchen. And if I don't drink that, I drink ice. I drink an awful lot of iced tea. I keep a gallon jar on all the time.
What would you drink it out of?
What would I drink it out of? A glass.
A glass?
Mm-hmm.
And if you weren't careful with the glass, if it fell off the table, what
break?
Happened to it?
I've broken many one of them.
If you had some guests over and they were standing around the table waiting to eat and you wanted them to get started, what would you say?
I wanted them to get started, and they were standing or sitting around the table? Well, I'd ask them to be seated, let's have dinner or whatever it may be. But the first thing would be, before a mouthful was eaten, was always give thanks to God for it. That's one of our musts. We must give thanks for what we eat at all times.